time for Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. John, do you ever see Rosemary's Baby?
Yes, it's horrible. Let's stop talking about it.
It's creepy. So the screenplay for that film was written by Ira Levine. Ira also wrote a play called Death Trap that is coming to Grand Rapids this fall. Auditions for the play are tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday. Steve Yeager is directing the play, and he's here to talk about it. Steve, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, okay, so we want to talk about the auditioning process, but first, is Death Trap as creepy as Rosemary's Baby?
No.
Okay.
You had to think about it.
What's the story of Death Trap?
It's the story of a failing playwright who's trying to salvage his career, and he does it by attempting to essentially hijack a script from a graduate student that he has. And
sounds pretty tame.
Murder ensues.
Murder. Murder ensues.
Over a script?
Multiple murders ensue, and you never know which murders are really murders and which ones aren't. It's convoluted, and it's a lot of fun.
Who was being murdered? Christopher Reeve, or was he a murderer? Or Diane Cannon back in the day? Michael Caine? Is that what he said?
Yeah, Michael Caine.
Was it Michael Caine?
Yeah.
He must have played... Okay, he played Sidney Brule's part. Yeah, okay, so that was in the film. And it was very popular. It's a very, very dark comedy.
Okay.
But it's one where you'll spend the entire time sitting in your seat trying to figure out what's real and what's not.
Did the play precede the movie or vice versa?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that common?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's...
Unless it's Disney.
Yeah.
So let's talk about... Oh, how many actors are needed for this play?
What do you Five actors okay. are needed for this play.
Okay.
We need one mature female.
Okay.
One female actor who could be anywhere from mid-20s up to mid-50s.
Okay.
60-ish. We need a younger male actor, probably early to mid-20s.
Okay.
And then another mature male, or a couple of mature males. So there's five actors.
Okay.
And it skews older.
John, you're a mature male.
I'm skewing right to that.
Yes, you are.
What are auditions like? Let's talk advice. Let's say John wanted to try out for Death Trap.
Okay.
What would you
Do you have any experience?
No, none. I mean, I've been on the radio. It's totally
Perfect.
Different than being on a play. But.
Perfect. We can mold you into anything.
Right.
But is it like a job interview? I mean, tell us what happens.
Okay. What will happen is you will walk in, and we will have people there that will take down all your information. We'll give you an audition sheet to fill out, and it will have room to put any experience that you've got. If you don't have any experience, just what would you be interested in? How big a part are you willing to take on or to try? And then once we've got your information written down, you would be brought back into the audition area where we would have portions of the script. And you would sit and you would just cold read parts of the script with other people that are there, other people that may be auditioning or people that may be with the players just reading, to help the people that are there auditioning.
Okay, so you've got this script. I've got a paragraph to read or whatever. Are you telling me to be... Are you like telling the person now, listen, John, I mean, you need to be angry. This is if you just came home and your daughter had spilled 5 gallons of milk on the floor. Are you telling them how to be?
No.
Well,
no.
Don't you want...
What I'm doing is I would hand you that, and I'll say... Well, I don't have the sheet with me, but I will say, okay, go to page such and such, and about midway down, you'll see where Sydney says such and such, and I say, start reading there, if you're reading Sydney's part. And somebody else would be reading with you, and you would just cold read it, and just see what it comes out like, sounds like. And
then you're not telling me to be excited, or you're just asking me to read?
No, because that's how I can see...
Oh, I see.
What you've got to give me.
Ah,
mm-hmm. And when I'm directing a play, I try not to tell people, do this, do that, because it kind of takes all the fun out of it for the actor. I mean, that's what you're there to act. So, what do you want that character to be?
Hmm.
And I want you to give me your impression of who that person is. And if I don't like it, I'll say, I don't like that direction you're going. Kind of, you know,
okay,
lighten it up, take it down, you know.
So if someone really wanted to be in Death Trap, would you recommend they had read it before and be prepared for this? Or you cold read is fine?
Well, cold read is fine. I mean, if you are dead set on getting a part, by all means, we've got a copy of the script sitting at the Grand Rapids Library.
Okay.
If you want to go down to the library and take a look at the script and look at the parts and really dig into it and come in and knock me over, that's great. I love that. That, you know, show the commitment, sure.
Sure. How you feeling, John?
Well, here's the deal. I think many people...
John's looking through the script as we're talking.
Well, I feel that maybe... this sounds crazy, but I think many people have the ability to probably act.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the fear would be memorizing lines. It would be horrific. Mm-hmm. Horrific. And what do you expect? How much preparation will these people who you finally pick, these five people, how much preparation will they have before they perform?
Well, we go into rehearsals in about a week and a half.
Okay.
So rehearsals begin in a week and a half. We're still in August here. And the play goes on stage, I believe, the 11th of October.
Oh, wow.
So you've got that much time to memorize your part.
And when someone memorizes their part, do they have this book? Or do
mm-hmm.
they take this book?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You've got a copy of that book.
You probably...
And it's just a matter of taking your script every night and sitting down and highlighting your lines and just repeating them over and over and over and over and over.
I bet. It's kind of scary, actually. Do you ever have anybody who's... just completely raw that has some ability, or most
all
people
the time,
have, really?
Sure,
wow.
All the time, especially with an organization like ours, because that's what we're built on. We've got to get new people coming in all the time. If we don't have new people coming in, we've got, you know, you can only do this for so long before you go, okay, I need to take a rest.
Yeah,
you know, and then you have to bring new people in.
Do you remember your first audition?
For the players, I do.
What was it like?
Scary. It's always scary. I mean, that's
no kidding.
Sure. I mean, anytime you do anything for the first time, it's gonna be scary.
Do you remember what the role was?
Yes, I do. It turned out I turned out getting the lead for the play. It was called a play called The Loud Red Patrick, and it was about a big Irish family at the turn of the 20th century. And I played a guy named Patrick Flanagan.
Ah.
We're talking with Steve Yeager, and we're learning about the Grand Rapids Players production of Death Trap. There are auditions tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday, and they're looking for people to come forward and audition for the play. Are there other ways people could get involved in this production? When I haven't had the desire to be on stage, but when I was in high school and stuff, I would help out at plays and things. Can people do that?
Definitely. We always need people. And for every play, we need people working backstage. We need people assisting the costumers. We need people assisting with props. We need people working on set construction, set design, all kinds of things to do. Believe me, if you have any interest in just being, you know, being what we call a theater rat, just hanging around backstage, helping out, makeup, hair, anything.
John, you could do hair.
I could do hair. Basically, you're a coach, all right? You're kind of a coach.
Yep.
What kind of a coach are you, and have you gotten better?
Yes. I firmly believe that if you do anything often enough, you should be getting better at it. I would hope. I want the actors to have fun. That's the kind of director I'm not there. Especially working in community theater, I'm not there to make anybody's life tough. I want people to have fun. I want the actors to have fun. I want the crew to have fun, and I want the audience to have fun. That's what this is all about. This is just about having a good time.
So if I teach somebody to do a jump shot, you've got to work on their form. And if you're teaching somebody to read some line that takes some physical movement, or you're coaching them on that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd like to see you do this a little bit more.
Right. Like I said, I like to give the actors as much room to play, you know, as big a sandbox as I can give them. But as the director, you know, there are things that I need to get out of them as an actor. So if I see them veering off in a direction I don't think is going to be productive, I will try to get them back on track and get something out of them. That, you know, also if I see them holding back, or if I see that they could be giving a better performance, I'll say, you know, you're holding back, you know, get out there, be big. Or the convert, you know, make it smaller. Don't be so big.
Right.
But as much or as little of that as possible, because like I say, it's for the actor to present the character that they see.
So you've directed plays before. It's a big commitment, mm-hmm. from auditions to Showtime. What is that like for you? Why do you keep doing this?
Because I like that. I like that little feel of discomfort in my stomach. It's just so much fun to see something come together from nothing, and then the next thing you know, before you know it, you're standing backstage watching a whole auditorium full of people get sucked into this story that you've helped develop. It's just such a huge, rich experience. It's addicting.
So what kind of a person were you, what kind of a young person were you that you wanted to get into acting? Did you know you wanted to be an actor? Or was there an experience that happened?
I got bit by the bug when I was my first play was in ninth grade, and I was a literal spear carrier. Literally a spear carrier in a play called The Bell of Baghdad. And my senior year, I had a part in our senior play. And just had a fantastic time. Just loved it. So when I ended up in Grand Rapids after I got out of the service, the players, I ended up meeting a fella that was directing a play for the players, and he said, "Would you like to do this?" And I thought, "Wow, I haven't done that since I was in high school. I don't even know if I could do that. I get up on stage. I don't know." Mm-hmm. And I did it, and I went, "That was just as much fun as I remembered."
Well, John.
There is no drug in the world like standing on a stage and having hundreds of people look at you and go, "Oh," clapping, and you're wonderful. You're amazing.
Wow. Well, that's pretty exciting. Pretty scary too.
Yeah.
Pretty scary.
It's good to do things that scare you.
Yeah,
in life, right?
That's right.
Well,
maybe I can.
It's not as hard as monkey bars.
And I'm raising $30,000 by a 10-year-old. Holy cow.
And I think I could start out carrying spears.
Sure.
Sure.
You could be the guy that walks across, you know, just a quick thing.
There's a perfect part for you. Yeah.
What's the part?
The part is his name is Porter Milgram, and he's an attorney. He's the family attorney. Not that many lines. It's a smaller part, but important.
Porter Milgram.
Porter Milgram, the family attorney.
Perfect. That's a perfect name for me.
I know. Oh, my gosh. So the auditions, they're at the Rife Center?
They're at the Rife Center. They start this afternoon from 5 until 7, and tomorrow from 5 until 7, and Saturday morning from 10 until noon. And when you just come into the Rife Center, and there will be people there to greet you and point you in the right direction and take your hand and lead you through the whole process. Make it as comfortable for everybody as it is. And like I say, if you don't want a part in the play, if you just want to come and help out and just join us backstage and just enjoy the fun, come on by.
Sounds good.
Steve Yeager, we've been learning about Death Trap being put on by the Grand Rapids Players. You can find more information at grplayers.org.
Mm-hmm.
This is Area Voices. It's made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. We'll try to get them to go to auditions, Steve.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks,
this helps so much.
Yeah.